And if you said you were going out to, what would you say if you're going out to do with the hogs? You're going to give them this?
Well, old time people call it slop the pig. See, took out the garbage and stuff out of the house and give them.
Yeah.
But I never had enough of garbage to have to feed one pig.
Yeah.
So I went to the corn crib and fed them out of that. So you just shoveled it out to them and let them shuck it and shell it and eat it like they wanted.
And you feed them in a what?
Well, long years we just fed them on the naked ground, and then we they come a big story out in the paper about feeding them on concrete.
Uh-huh.
You know, put a concrete slab and let your pigs eat on that instead of in the mud and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I had an old writer up here that was pretty smart and crazy too. He wrote and told him the hell he tried to feed his hogs on concrete and they wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
But you know what they meant. They meant, you know, to put the feed on top of this concrete slab for them to eat, and it wouldn't waste so much of it, see.
Right.
And he was making fun of them in the paper. How they worded it in the paper made it sound like you fed the hogs on it, you see. Fed it through the hogs.
Yeah. But didn't you have something you feed them in?
A trough.
Trough?
Yeah. That's when you fed loose feed.
Right.
When you fed whole ear corn, you just put it out on a different spot of ground every evening. Then I find the old, but I wasn't very long before I put out concrete.
Yeah. Did you have a word you call pigs with?
Called them.
Yeah. What would you say? Go ahead and say it loud, could it work?
Well, anyhow, I had about 400 or 500 out there in the pasture.
Yeah.
People would come and they'd say, man, I call the hogs up so this man can see them. I want him to see your hogs. He's from Wisconsin. He's a hog farmer, too.
Yeah.
So I'd say, woo! That's all I'd say. Woo!